The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
Well, I suppose it's a big day. Kind of. A big day in Canadian soccer, simply because we don't need to keep talking about deals and Canada soccer business, because now they're Canada soccer media and entertainment and their relationship with Canada soccer, because the deal's done, finalized, finally, and quite frankly, generally speaking, over the last, what, 2-3 years we've been doing this?
Yeah.
We've heard from all sides, all the spin for years now, with different personalities. And now we don't need to do it anymore. I mean, we could have James Johnson on really soon, in about 5 minutes, who's the CEO of Canada Soccer Media Entertainment, formerly CSB, to get his perspective. We have Kevin Blue of Canada Soccer booked for Monday to get his perspective. But it's a bit of a relief. There's still lots of questions. Right, Dubs, right, Wonger. Lots of questions about this deal, how it impacts men's soccer, women's soccer, kids' soccer, commercial rights, one soccer. But at least we can, okay, at least it's final, at least for 3 more years until they do all over again because someone's not happy. Right, Dubs?
Yeah, and I think maybe that's why you have the rebrand, right? I think it was Chris Jones or it was your buddy Joe Callahan on the media call asked about the acrimony of the past, about the Panama friendly being canceled, about the Heritage Committee hearings, and hopefully moving forward in lockstep and being aligned. So I think just that image of James Johnson being sat next to Kevin Blue as both of the representatives of both of these organizations, I think is good. I think it's good for soccer in this country. But Shireen asked a question about the investment into women's soccer, into the growth of the women's game, because we know that NSL remains independent outside of CSME, CPL, Canada Soccer as our national federation. How will that, this newfound money, as this deal has been renegotiated, how will the women's game then be bolstered? How will that be supported and will it be equitable? And I don't think that was answered adequately by Kevin Blue.
Right, but the women's game is separate from the NSL necessarily, right? It seems, and I'm not debating what you're saying there, Dubs.
Yeah.
God, I'm not debating because you'll kill me. but
always open to hearing an opinion that's different from mine, always.
But we're going to be hearing very soon, I think, that there's a new CBA signed with pay equity, with equity right down the middle between men's and women's soccer from the Canadian Soccer Association side of things, right? Which is important. I wonder if Kevin can't talk too much about that right now simply because those negotiations are very close at hand. We understand it's going to be signed. They were kind of waiting for this thing to be done. But I think it could be an important few days or weeks in that regard. Could that be why he was a little bit elusive in his answer?
Perhaps. But we'll ask James about it later.
I'm still confused about where the lines kind of end and begin with this deal as far as what it encompasses. Mm. And I think, so everyone knows, last night we received a 31-page PDF of the agreement. And it was available for us to share it this morning. And I think Sharms wrote a tweet about it. So just give everyone some perspective. 31 pages of terminology that lawyers would, and James Johnson is a lawyer, would probably have a hard time, as he even mentioned within the context of this press conference, how complex it is. So
the most complex deal, by the way, in the world.
The most complex deal.
Of its sort, yeah.
So let's put together two brains. That's the three of us. Sharp's got half a brain each, and Dubs has a full one. Let's be honest.
Well, it's more like fractions of
rings. Okay, so maybe not even two
together.
Brains.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe it's one. Maybe 1.8 brains is what I'm thinking of. Put together, who read this or at least gave it a shot? The percentages shared, the 70-30 or the 65-35, all of these things are going to be spilled out openly because they have to be. This is Canada Soccer, who is basically a government-run company.
They
right?
are transparent now. They are.
They have to be transparent.
Transparent, yeah.
And so, once again, I am kind of hopeful. Even, like, take away all of the, you know, this Canadian soccer media and entertainment, the rebrand, you do have to start from the beginning sometimes, right? And mm-hmm. as we know, CSB had some legacy based off of the old, and CSA both had that legacy. So it's interesting to me about the rebrand. Oh, and James just showed up. So let's bring him on while I carry on about, oh, this is me.
Well, James was James Johnson, CEO of CSME, formerly CSB, joined us back in December, actually.
He did.
And was insinuating that we're close to a deal being done. And you're a man to your word. James, welcome back to Footy Prime. The deal is now done. You can breathe a little bit, I suppose. A lot of work's gone into this. Let me start with this. You know, we've spoken to so many people over the years about this deal, the old deal, the potential of a new deal. And I remember a term that was being used was a modernization of the deal. This feels like a completely brand new deal, as if you almost threw out the old one and started from scratch. Is that essentially what happened here?
Well, first of all, hello, James. Hello, Amy. Hello, Dan. Good to see you all again. Great to be back on your great show. What I would say it's the same in that it is a it's like an agency deal, right? Like you outsource a number of commercial rights. I think what is different is we're moving from a more narrow group of rights, because in the original agreement there was sponsorship or partnerships and there was media. In this current agreement, those two are both in it, but you also have licensing and merchandise as well, which is a healthy thing because it's a broader package of rights, which means you can, you know, you've got more toys to play with and you can generate more revenue, and then you put that together with a revenue share, which is also important. And that's important because it means that both CSME and Canada Soccer are incentivized to actually work together to make revenue because we can with more rights. So I think that's like the real change in terms of the core of the agreement. And I think that's healthy because it really is structured to incentivize performance. It's structured to incentivize growing revenue. And you know, we want to give more money to Canada Soccer so they can invest into high performance programs, the women's national team, the men's national team, the youth programs. That's important to us because we want the teams to win on the pitch. We want the youth teams to develop the players. And then our job is to really go out and monetize them and be able to put more money back in, right? So that's really the way that this deal works. And in that sense, it is very different from the old agreements. The core of it's different, and I think it's healthy and it's good for soccer in Canada.
What was the rev share, the carrot you could dangle from day one? Saying, you know,
I believe in rev shares. Like I really do, James. If you look at my track record, I did a CBA with the women's national team, the Matildas, and the men's national team, the Socceroos, where there was a rev share. Like I believe in revenue share because, you know, it's in order to grow sport, you need people to work together. Like when they don't work together, you don't grow. Like that's just like that's a fact. So, you know, I want Canada Soccer to be happy. You know, I want the players to be happy. You know, we want to give money back because it allows us to generate more. We just need their help to generate it, you know, and that's what a partnership's all about.
James, I wanted to ask you, with this alignment or this realignment with Canada Soccer, mm-hmm. how will this newfound money and revenue be invested specifically and earmarked for the women's game in Canada?
Yeah, so look, I think there's a couple of things there, Amy. First of all, the way the CBAs get structured, that's a Canada Soccer and the respective national teams focus. From our perspective, You know, I think that the money should be equalized across the team. That's a personal view, but I believe in that. I did the same thing in Australia. What is in the agreement, though, and Canada Soccer and CSME really believe in this, is when it comes to widely distributing the teams from a media perspective, there is a principle that's been built in that it will be equitable. So what that means is whatever we're doing for the men's team, we're doing for the women's team and vice versa. And I think that's a good message, a good signal to the teams, because ultimately, you know, if we can have two strong brands in the market, we've got strong teams on the field, but we can make those brands strong, it means we have double the content, right? And ultimately, it's the same sport. And, you know, I think that's healthy. So I think there'll be revenue. Specifically to your question as well, what is in the agreement is that the incremental value that we're giving to Canada Soccer through this agreement will go into national team programs, youth national team programs, coaching and refereeing as well. And we would just want to make sure that that the money was being invested in the right areas. And, you know, Canada Soccer, you know, we're very agreeable to doing that.
And I just wanted to follow up on that. You mentioned soccer becoming mainstream, or the want for it to become mainstream. I think everybody wants that. All of the stakeholders in this country are eager for that to happen. Yeah. Obviously, the CRTC ruling for One Soccer and Rogers and that being resolved is a big part of that. Yes. Now, as it pertains to our women's national team getting the same amount of visibility that our men get in a World Cup year, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I understand that, but moving forward, will the women's national team get as much eyeballs on them as the men's national team has received?
100% they will. Mark my word. I think, look, I believe in women's football, Amy. I love it. I think it's the quickest growing sport if you look at it in isolation in the world. It's phenomenal, right? We saw it at the Women's World Cup in 23. It's exciting. You know, the level of performance is outstanding. The club games reaching the national team level now. It's awesome. Yes, is the answer. Certainly from our perspective, you know, we're already having some discussions with Netflix, who obviously have the Women's World Cup rights in 2027, around how we can collaborate. We obviously have the content in the lead up. They have the tournaments. How do we work together to build brands? So, of course, right now there's a short runway to the Men's World Cup. That's stating the obvious. But I think if you look at things over a cycle, you'll see just as much emphasis and energy coming from us on the women's side as men's. And to give you an example, we just acquired the NWSL rights. That was deliberate. You know, we want to showcase women's football. You know, I moved from focusing on Canada Soccer relationship to one where I'd like to talk to the, you know, the NSL and find out ways we can collaborate as well. So you'll see that coming in the coming months.
The CSB / CSME, first of all, congratulations on your rebrand. And James, welcome to the podcast, because it's the first time I'm meeting you. So this is great.
Nice to meet you, Dan.
You were there last time. Wow.
No, I wasn't. I saw an Aussie coming on. I said, fuck this. Yeah. Not going to hang out with an Aussie.
Yeah. Or Wonger was there, but just not as memorable as you would have liked.
It's true. But CSME is a for-profit company. Mm. And there's always give and take. And look, we are too. Footy Prime is Footy Prime Media Inc. We had to incorporate because we have to make money to stay on all the above. When you're going on the street, and when I say the street, going in to pitch advertising agencies, brands across the board, how does CSME, which is a mouthful right now, and I will get it, but how does it delineate itself from actually CSA, or you're representing them as an agent?
So I think that's the great thing about the structure of this agreement. And to James' earlier question, I think another point that is different is it's really clear now who does what. There's a delineation in the agreement for this purpose. So really what it does is it means the overall governance of the sport and the sporting side of the sport is for Canada Soccer to do and to be good at, right? And it's a hard job. I've done it before. I understand that world, to manage like stakeholders and, you know, provinces and players and referees and, you know, us as CPL, like it's a like a heavy vehicle you're trying to drive. And then the sporting side, like how do you get time in the day to focus on building world-class high performance programs? Like that is Canada Soccer now. And that's what the deal does. Our job is on the business, right? And we can go to market and focus on generating revenue, creating interest, trying to get the breakthrough into the mainstream, as we talked about before. And that means there's separation of roles. And I think that is healthy because ultimately you need both to work, right? Like, we need to generate revenue so we can put more money into Canada Soccer so they can build the high performance programs. You know, we need to generate more revenue so we can put more funding into Canada Soccer so they can invest in the men's and women's youth national teams so that we have better players coming through the pipeline. I think having those two specific focuses is healthy, but then binding it together through a rev share means that we're co-incentivized. And I think that's what's good about this agreement.
Well, there's my follow-up. It's a different landscape in Canada.
Yes.
Compared to one of the things we've talked about, our friend Mark Schwartzer, your former goalkeeper.
Mark Schwartzer, very well.
Yeah. Amazing. He's coming on next week or the week
after. Say a little for me.
I shall. But we talked to him. Craig Forrest had a great conversation with Mark about the lead up to the 2000 Olympics and what Australia did to turn your entire country into sports as infrastructure. And we were talking about this, about sports as infrastructure because of the Vancouver Whitecaps. What is your challenge from Australia to Canada? What are you seeing? What is your biggest hurdle? God, these are good questions, aren't they?
Yeah, they are good questions. You know what's interesting? There are so many similarities between Australia and Canada. It's actually remarkable. And I think the there's two in my mind, infrastructure related. One is for the CPL and also the NSL. I don't think there's enough soccer specific and soccer ready stadiums across the country, right? Like for the levels of the leagues. I think that any investment as a World Cup infrastructure legacy, it would be great if there was investment put into stadiums across the country in the right markets. Winnipeg is a perfect one. We've had to shut a club down there or hibernate for a year or two. The NSL are trying to get in there. Like, the stadium is a problem there. Like, government, help us, you know, help us, you know, build infrastructure. And that's where I think there's good collaboration with the NSL because the challenges are the same. I think the other one is we have 700,000 registered participants across the country, which is huge. And I can assure you that post the Men's World Cup, that will grow, right? It's going to grow 10-15%, which means the community facilities are going to, you know, they're going to be shaken a little bit, particularly in the winter months where, you know, it's hard to find places to play. So I think a mixture of investment into those areas of infrastructure would help the sport. That's certainly my view as someone relatively new coming into this market. But I think in order to get there, what's really needed is for a really clear voice to government ahead of the World Cup. So that is, of course, Canada Soccer steering the ship together with FIFA Canada. And then I think it's ourselves and the NSL being collaborative partners and making sure that our voice is clear and it's specific to those areas, and, you know, and hopefully we can unlock some funding as a legacy for the World Cup.
The look-ins every 3 years, are the levers in place to automatically rework the deal, or do we need to prepare ourselves for more drawn-out negotiations potentially?
No, I think this is healthy. Like, it's 12-year deal. It's split into three quarters, and what we're trying to address there. And if you come back to the sort of core principles of the deal is, you know, it's a marriage and we want both partners to be happy at all times. And, you know, if during a 3-year period, one side gets, you know, is too happy and the other one not so happy, there's an opportunity to look at it and ensure both sides are happy. And the reason that that's important is because, again, if we go back to the real, you know, crux of the deal, we want Canada Soccer to be happy and we want them to make sure that we're happy as well. So it's just an opportunity to adjust if we need to. But if we don't, you know, we rock on.
Got to quickly, ask you about the One Soccer situation. Where are we at with that? I know you're talking, I think it's in mediation or close to at this point. Are you confident that will be resolved soon?
Yes, I am. I can't define soon because that's in the hands of the CRTC. But what I can say is now that the Canada Soccer Agreement is out of the way and the handbrake has been lifted on that, you know, I'll be certainly turning my attention to supporting One Soccer with this process. It's obviously a One Soccer issue. They're our partner, but you know, we want to make sure we're giving as much support as possible, and it's important for us because I think that's the other handbrake we need to release. Where it is at the moment is One Soccer is in mediation, which is different to last time we spoke, which means that if there is a mediated outcome, that's good for the sport because there'll be greater distribution and more revenue that comes in as a linear channel on Rogers. That's a good thing. If it doesn't resolve itself through mediation, it goes to arbitration. And what happens in arbitration is an arbitrator just picks basically one of two options on the table. So it's in that process now. It should be finished within the next 2 to 3 months. And then with any luck, you know, we'll have a linear channel that is widely distributed. I think what's really important to the football community, James, is this is not about just about One Soccer. This is about soccer being in the mainstream. And, you know, we all want this sport to be, to really be visible, right? And this is our opportunity to do it.
On the presser earlier, there was a question about Canadian championships for women. And then you mentioned NSL and collaboration, specifically in Winnipeg, due to the, or as it pertains to the infrastructure. So if I'm clear about this, or if I understand it correctly, Canadian championships remains an asset of CSME. So how would that work as you move forward, hopefully collaborating with NSL and then that co-incentivization that you mentioned earlier to, as the deal with CSA, but could that also work with NSL as this grows?
Yeah, look, I think, we're very supportive of this competition. You know, more competition, more competition formats for the women's game. Like we want to see that. We've been very clear. Where we see it us being different is we don't see ourselves as men's and women's. Like we see ourselves as a today, especially, which is why we're moving to Canadian Soccer Media Entertainment as an ecosystem, whether it's men's or women's football of rights, and also of media rights in particular. So the way we've tried to structure this deal is we've kept the rights together, which is the right thing, but we've supported the launch of this new competition because the revenue is going to flow through to it. And you know, the NSL will get the benefit that way. So the rights are in there, but the economics actually go into Canada Soccer, which will flow through to the NSL, which we think is a fair way to do it.
Sharon, you were texting. Did you say, we're wrapping up soon or anything?
Yeah, I know James has I wasn't texting.
Oh, okay.
I have an issue. Like, I'm in between glasses. These are too strong for me. I've got some on the way, so I'm trying to, it's very difficult to read. Anyway, that's my problem. It's not else's problem here, okay? But I know James has a plane to catch. So my final question here is just simply, now the deal's done, has anything surprised you since you came and you walked into this situation, let's call it that? There was animosity between CSB at that point and Canada Soccer on many levels, or so we heard. Did anything surprise you in the negotiations?
Look, I think the thing that surprised me, James, was the technical side's complex, but that was actually the easier part of the broader agreement because there's so much, emotion and sensitivity around the history of this agreement. And I probably didn't understand that when I started in July. That was something I had to learn. But like anything, you learn along the way and, you know, you try to implement solutions that solve problems. And I think something that we're very supportive of and Canada Soccer was as well is we wanted to be as transparent as possible with this deal, which is why we've effectively publish the whole thing, right? There's nothing to see. Like, we're doing our job. We're good people on both sides. We're just trying to do the right thing. It's good for the sport. Here you go. You know, there's nothing mysterious about this. So that's been our solution to this problem. And I hope that takes the sting out of this a little bit. I hope it's it's received in a positive way, and I hope ultimately it's unifying, so that, you know, the great sport of football, of soccer in this country, can grow in the way it should.
Has Toronto plowed your sidewalks yet? How is the snow treating you? This has been our worst winter in ages.
Yeah, so let me tell you a story, right? So just before, just around Christmas time, I woke up and there was like a meter of snow outside. And I have a 20-meter long driveway, and I started to like shovel it because I didn't really know what to do. But I had a lovely neighbor who from next door who came through with a snow machine. She actually did it for me. So God bless Canadians, beautiful people, and helped the poorest rain that didn't know how to do this. So
I love how you call the snowblower a snow machine.
And also, he took the same approach. Nothing to see here. Someone just helping me out. Nothing to see. It's all transparent.
And I also wanted to propose, sorry, James, before we wrap, Charms? No, I never call you James. I don't know why I call you
it's
James.
It's pretty weird when you do.
Yeah, I know. So as we're the rebrand, CSME, I'm going to propose like maybe some catchier ones. Could we do like CSME or CISMA? Like
CAMH.
Could we workshop it a little bit? Yeah.
CSME's good, Amy. I like that.
Well, listen, CMSC CEO is a lot, right? So there's a lot of that. So basically, it's the alphabet.
Yeah.
James, are you heading back to Oz? Is that the plane jumping on, or is it domestic?
I'm heading down south, actually, to Tampa. So I've got a couple of meetings down there, but also would like to get a little bit of sun for the weekend. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on getting this deal done finally. And let's look forward to what's going to be an incredible few months for the game in this country.
Great. Thanks, James. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Dan. Have a good day.
Thanks, James.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. That is James Johnson, CSME CEO. There we go.
You're right, Dubs.
CSME.
Workshop. This is a full workshop.
CSME.
I like CSME.
CSME, yeah.
CSME is not bad. It's a little bit like Canada, US, Mexico, though, which... you know, might have some legacy attached to it.
Well, ideally, I say this with respect to everyone there, but we don't mention them again for a while, right? We should be talking about the actual players, matches, World Cup, right?
Yeah,
we're interested in this stuff. Yeah. I'm not sure, honestly, how many fans are actually interested in the business behind the sport.
I think a lot of people are, actually.
You think so?
Really?
Yeah.
I know we are, but this is the disconnect from our bubble, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like when we go, oh, that didn't resonate. You know, those conversations with either YouTube or the podcast when we're like, oh, that one didn't go as well as far as numbers and media. I'm always like, I know we're still just so everyone knows we're being transparent. We're trying different things because we're trying different things. It's important to try different things. And sometimes our bubble seems pretty small is my point.
Yes. And I would say that there's our bubble, our little echo chamber where everybody's plugged in and, you know, waiting for the next thing. And where you're talking about business of the sport and like the moves of the players. And then you have people who are in between, and then you have like your casual sports fans. Right. But I think that this deal was widely known as one of the worst deals in sports. So I think Sharms, you talked about it right off the top. The modernization of it. And it was long discussed and then, refuted on both sides. Like, no, there's not going to be a modernization of this deal. Like, it has to be completely reworked. Or, no, we're going to hold them to it and it's going to last until 2037. People are like, oh my God, like, what's happening here? Like, how can we finally capitalize on the success of our men's national team and our women's national team? So I think people are plugged in, maybe not to the details and to the brand shift from CSB to CSME. But I think people will be attuned to the fact that this will now be profitable or this will now benefit our athletes, where in the past it potentially was not.
Yeah. And if it does push the CBA forward to being signed, that's huge. And we have heard that they were just waiting for this to be done. And once they ratify it, we're all good.
And if you're watching on YouTube, you're seeing James Sharman's hair. But if you're listening on the podcast, it's very flock of seagulls. It's very...
Well, I did see Gowan last night. I saw, do you like it? Tony was telling me to stop using gel or whatever I use, clay paste, whatever. So I said, but it looks terrible when it's just fluffy. But she goes, no, it looks great. So
I really like it as well.
Really? What was your favorite Gowan song? Which one brought you back?
Strange Animal was unbelievable.
Honestly,
this guy, I mean, I don't know much about Gowan. Honestly, he wasn't that big in the UK. So I kind of discovered him. I've really discovered him.
He's Scottish or English, right?
Like, no, he's Canadian. He's from Scarborough. No, but he's Scottish roots, for sure.
Scottish roots, right.
So I don't think he was that big in UK. I've got to check. I don't remember him. So I didn't know much. Tony's a big fan, loves him. He was unbelievable. He is some showman. He's hilarious. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. And some real bangers. It was a really fun show at the Pickering Casino where I lost $40, $20 each.
Oh, my God, Sherbs. How can you afford to be on this show this morning?
I actually cannot.
This is opportunity cost for you. You're building a pie business.
What was I saying, though? I was saying before about the CBA was going to be signed. Oh, yeah. You know what I find interesting, though, is that how one little personality shift can break through the logjam. Now, we've heard from a long time what a tough negotiator Kevin Blue is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure whether there was a clash between him and Mark Noonan in the past, or there was something going on there that they couldn't get this deal done. So Mark leaves, in comes either a new perspective, a new energy, whatever it is with James Johnson, and the deal gets done. I'm not sure how far along it was. Mark always spoke quite confidently that it will be done, but it's done, right? With new leadership.
It was rife with animosity, though, wasn't it, before?
It was 100%. It was almost, it's poisonous, too strong a word to use. You could tell.
No, I don't think so.
Toxic, acrimonious, adversarial. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good words.
I'd already used acrimonious, so I went with
adversarial.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't ambivalent, because it was way more than that. But yeah, but seriously, I mean, Canada Soccer would put out those releases, and CSB wouldn't. And I know they wanted to swing for the, there was anger within those walls and halls of the CSB. But it seems at least now there's some mutual respect, and they got the deal done. So thank Christ.
Yeah.
there's more money coming into the game. So
I wanted to say Neil Davidson put out an article this morning after the press release was sent at 8 a.m. And he wrote that Canada Soccer has already struck framework labor agreements with both national teams, including compensation for the 2026 men's and 2027 women's World Cups. And both were pending a revamped CSB or CSME relationship.
Okay. Mm. That's in Canadian press. I haven't read that yet, but I will.
Thanks, Neil Davidson.
Mm-hmm. He's always
Word of the day is peruse. A lot of people use the word peruse to make it sound like it's looking at things overall and not being very specific. Peruse actually means looking at things carefully. So when I use that term this morning about the new deal, the PDF, we were 31 pages of reading, it was reading it carefully. So thank you, everyone. Just so you know, now use peruse properly.
Right. It could also be used, though, for somebody who's not strong geographically and they're just talking about South American countries. And they're like, those Perus.
Yeah. No, I was trying to think about Perus there as well. Some kind of line that's better than mine. I was thinking about some kind of parallel universe and there's more than one Peru. Oh, the Perus.
Oh, right. Multiverse.
Yeah, multiverse. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that works, right? Too.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, you know what we'll do? If you're listening to this podcast, we'll also put up over the weekend best of James Johnson's first podcast appearance on Footy Prime. Okay. So you can listen to both and see how things have changed. I think those are important to give context.
You just want to know which one's better because you weren't on the last one. And you're
you see right through me, Amy Walsh. You see right through me.
Definitely fewer F-bombs.
Yeah. You saying, by the way, Wonger, at the end of your questions, which were quite good, took away from the questions themselves because you were like, hey, those were great questions.
And yeah, I
just downgraded
them. This is all about Dan Wong. Am I more memorable for James Johnson now?
Correct.
There you go.
You surprised yourself. Oh, actually, that sounded pretty intelligent.
That was pretty good. Yeah,
like inner monologue, Wonger.
None.
inner monologue, Jesus.
No inside inner voice, dialogue. No inner monologue. Or inner dialogue,
So we have Kevin Blue, though, joining us on Monday. And maybe is Jimmy back on Monday? I think it might be actually.
I think Jimmy Craig's and Jimmy are back this weekend.
They both are.
Yeah.
Really?
Could be okay. A full house.
Okay. Good. All right. So thanks to James Johnson. Why are you smiling, Dubs?
Like such enthusiasm.
Oh, full good. House. Really?
I don't know.
I think we've done very well holding down the fort.
I know.
I did too.
I've enjoyed these pods with the two of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
We also get our main, our big screen, our big square tile on the YouTube shows too, right? Yep. So you can really, really show off the studio. And now Dubs is showing us up with her new studio, which looks great, by the way. I need more stuff on mine.
I think yours looks great, but yeah, you need to work on like to your left on the screen.
You know what would look really good there is a Carlsberg bottle or a Tim Hortons coffee mug.
Wouldn't it?
I know.
Or a BetMGM
slot machine.
Slot machine, yes.
No slot machine. Please, I lost 40 bucks yesterday.
Yeah.
Bought a slot? You played slots?
Yeah, I'm not a gambler. Like I don't.
Oh, dude, we've got to go.
Tony, later.
I've got to treat you to a night out of gambling.
I don't like casinos.
It's so much fun.
I'm so tight on my money. You know that.
I will give you $20 and we'll start with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's so much fun.
But that's not slots. You like doing like tables and stuff?
Tables, yes. But once you learn
I don't understand those games, though.
I know. No. I'll explain it to you.
Did I tell you guys that story? The Rose's Christmas party? Like back in late November, it was like casino themed. So they had people there and you had like blackjack and you could play roulette. Like, I don't even fucking know the names of these games, right? Because I'm the same. Like the occasional times I've been to a casino or to like a gambling night, it's been I play the slots for 5 minutes and then I'm done and I just do something else. So we got like $2,000 worth of chips and I like bet one on like 13 black and like another one on something else. And I was like, here, take my chips. I'm good. Like just not bothered. Like I could not be less.
At the end of the casino night, was it whoever had the most chips could then purchase or buy something or was there a prize?
Yeah, probably. It was incentivized in some manner, so but I was more interested in the actual chips.
Right. Well, I'm going to bring you both.
I'll eat the chips.
All right. Tony's first
spin. I will promise you, it's a blast.
Tony's first spin, she was up $2.80. Mm-hmm. And I was pleading with her to cash out.
Unfun.
Cash out, go on.
I would have been ride it, Tony. And that was what you said later
on. I could take the TTC for free. We've got a free TTC tonight.
All right. That's 40 Prime. I hope you enjoyed it. We're back on Monday, like I mentioned. And make sure you like and subscribe. I'm a little bit down on my push-ups right now from yesterday. I've got to catch
me
up.
Me too.
The push-up challenge. Check us out. Our whole page is on our X feed. Pinned to the top. You can donate money. It's a great cause. Even join our team. You can still do it, I think. You
still
can
catch up
a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
I did 140 yesterday, and I've already done 60 today, so I need another 29.
I only did 60 yesterday. I got to catch up.
Yeah, me too.
It's making a difference, though.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Oh, yeah. And your questions.
Those guns. Bye.
Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeig and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
You're a strange animal.